Crews fighting the Shanta Creek fire are from both Alaska and the lower 48, and they are living in a temporary camp set up around and in Skyview High School in Soldotna. KDLL's Ben Stanton stopped by the incident command post and files this report.
Hundreds of tents scatter the grounds at the high school. Yellow buses for transporting crews are parked in a line. A few larger tents for planning and coordination workers are set up in the parking lot. Near the school building, I talk with spokesman Mike Ferris from Oregon. He travels as part of the National Incident Management Organization.
You know, I can't tell you how appreciative we are to have this facility because generally we're just out in an empty field somewhere, and we bring in all the equipment, all the tents. We have to figure out how to get power to it. We have to bring in either work trailers or we work out of yurts. But, you know, you have to create a workspace because this is what we call our incident command post.
Ferris calls the setup a small city at Skyview. Offices, computers, medical room, purchasing department, internet and technology, and maps are all set up inside.
The firefighters are actually doing the real work on the ground, but somebody's got to support them and feed them and house them and provide showers for them and give them a plan every day to do and brief them and make sure that they're safe.
Ferris says the firefighters and support crews are used to living in tents. It comes as part of the job. Out in the area by the fire, the first of several types of crews that respond are the hotshot crews. Those are 20-person crews on the front lines of firefighting.
They're best trained, best qualified, most experienced, best physically fit. When you see these guys and women, and generally they're big, they're strong, and we put them, because of their capability, we'll put them in the most challenging places on the fire.
Those hotshot crews have other crews then that do important follow-up work. The Type 2 crew follows behind.
So if we got a Type 1 crew, a hotshot crew, that we know we need to cut some serious line in, they'll do that. They'll cut the line and get it kind of scratched out or at least brushed out, and then the Type 2 crew will come by and what we call dress it up and just make sure that it's finished.
Inside Skyview, Ferris points out some of the stations for briefing workers, and we walk into the medical response room where workers say they see a lot of ankle injuries. But there are a variety of ailments. They say at times it is very busy. When we walk in, Waylon Blackweasel is sitting holding crutches and getting attention. Blackweasel looks like Ferris's description of a hotshot crew member, which he has been for about 4 years. His crew is based out of Montana. He injured his back and a nerve moving tools in the first day.
When you're getting dispatched and we hit the fire, we automatically go to the fire and start digging line. Start putting it out right away, you know. That's a lot of work, hard work.
He says it is also dangerous work. During firefighting in Arizona, a member of Black Weasel's crew was killed when the medical transport helicopter he was in collided with another helicopter. But he says that sort of incident does not deter him. He enjoys the job and the work. He says it can be challenging, especially when crews are dropped out in the middle of a forest and don't come back to base camp for days. It's called spiking out. His crew did that in Idaho a few years ago.
And they spiked us out for 11 days, so we was like in a forest for like, you're just out in a forest and you're there, you know, for the duration, the time they want you there, you know.
Hotshot crew members like Black Weasel use a lot of energy to fight fires, and Ferris says that work means about a 7,000 calorie a day diet. The workers are fed in the high school cafeteria by cooks and kitchen managers. Ferris says that the public generally understands most of what fire crews and support staff are going through.
They know people are putting their lives on their lines to protect their properties. And it's not just their lives. I mean, it's as simple as an injury like poor Waylon had, you know, hurting his back. And he's going to be miserable for a couple of weeks. And he'll probably be off work.
Ferris says the systems and methods for both fighting fires and supporting those workers have been developed. And the ultimate goal is safety of workers and the public. In Soldotna, I'm Ben Stanton.